Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? How's it going? Another week in the bucket, and we move onward and upward as a people. So here we are, big weekend overall for Maryland teams. Maryland Black Bears went up to Maine to take on the Maine Nordiques for the first time this season. Team Maryland stayed at home to play the Philadelphia Little Flyers, and we'll have some news about the MSHL, their championships, as well as some other local news. But before we get started, we'll talk about the Black Bears making some moves ahead of this weekend as they traded Brendan Hill, defenseman, to Kenai River. A Black Bear becoming a Brown Bear now, as Hill will be moving over, and the return was a second-round pick and a conditional second-round pick in the 2021 draft coming up this year. You know, Hill kind of in a numbers game, as it were, as a lot of defensemen for the Maryland Black Bears, so very loaded up and just kind of got lost in that. The 19-year-old out of South Lyon, Michigan, is a Lake Superior State commit, had a goal and 3 points with 17 penalty minutes in 14 games with the Black Bears this season. So we will see what he can do out in the Central Division. Has not played as of yet with Kenai River, so we will have to see how that all goes. Best of luck moving forward to him. So without Hill in the lineup, the Black Bears went up to Maine, going to take on the Nordiques for the first time. This is the first time the Nordiques have seen another team since December, as they've played their last 8 games against the Northeast Generals. And a little bit of a feeling out process between both teams, a little bit, as it were, but Maryland comes out strong on Thursday night as they win 5-1 over the Nordiques. Big, big game overall for everyone. The Nordiques kind of got things going a little slightly, but they put on the offense towards the middle and end of the game. But the first period, Black Bears charging ahead. Tanner Rowe gets his second, 12:08 in the frame. Sean Kilcullen with his fourth assist of the year. Hunter McCoy with his 9th assist. And then McCoy on the power play, banging one home. Jack Hillman with the assist, as well as Cam Gaudette. The defense really big in Friday's game. I believe 17 shots on goal, including 4 by Brian Huggins and 6 by Aiden McDowell, who led the team. Aiden McDowell was on a mission, just jumping up in the play left, right, and center. Hunter McCoy would get his 9th of the year in the third period after no scoring in the second. Aiden McDowell, his 5th of the 5th assist of the season. Then an empty net shorthanded goal as Maine was on the power play, trying to get within a goal at least, or at least try to break the shutout. Did not work. Huggins gets his first in the NAHL. Banks went off the boards. Hurry hard, gets it in. Sean Kilcullen with his with the assist, his 2nd of the game, 5th of the season. Ty Matthews breaks up Michael Morelli's shutout with just 1:44 remaining, his first of the year. And then Jack Brackett again on the shorthand. A nice little play, bouncing it off the boards, breaking it in, going glove side on Tyreek Outen, who I think Tyreek Outen played a very good game, all things considered. The Black Bears were really pushing at the net. Aiden Bruich was his Outen's friend all night, getting up close and personal with him. They were crashing the net hard, and it paid off. 5 goals overall, 5-1 the final. Morelli with 38 saves in the win. Could have had a shutout, but hey, such as life in this one. Hunter McCoy, 2 goals and an assist. First star of the game, Sean Kilcullen with 2 assists. Big, big game overall for the Black Bears. Something they needed against a team they'll probably be seeing a lot of in terms of the standings. You know, you have to know how you face up against the top teams of your in your division. They play the Johnstown Tomahawks really tight all year. They play the Maine Nordiques very tight this year. And the New Jersey Titans, they've played tight this year as well. On Friday afternoon's game, not a great outcome overall. 3-2 defeat in overtime. But again, can't say much for nothing. Black Bears fought both teams on short rest. So it was a test of conditioning in this matter. Jackson Varasilano with his first goal were the Maine Nordiques, 12:35 in. And then Josh Nixon on a great individual effort. keeping the puck, dumping it to himself, kind of charging, being the first forechecker in there, then dipsy doodling around some people and potting it past Avery Sturts for his first in the NAHL. Brian Huggins, his fifth assist. Garrett Sedlowski, his 11th assist on the year. And much like Thursday night, no scoring in the second. Then Hunter McCoy again with his 10th goal of the season. Josh Waters, Luke Melton on the assist on that one. McCoy, a force to be reckoned with this weekend. But with 3:49 remaining, Tristan Fagé with a goal, his fifth of the year, ties the game up, and we go to overtime. And overtime, blink and you miss it. 17 seconds in, right off the opening draw. Overtime's a possession game, folks, especially 3-on-3. Stephen Owens raced through everyone on the Black Bears and the Nordiques roster, puts a backhand on Morelli, and that's all she wrote. 27 saves for Morelli on the losing effort, but 3 out of 4 points, not bad overall. Every point matters in this division, especially on the road. You get at least one road win. That's a pretty good weekend, I would have to say. As it stands right now, the Black Bears in third spot, 1 point behind the Johnstown Tomahawks and 5 points behind the Maine Nordiques, who the Black Bears will see this week in a matinee matchup for both games. Thursday, noon Eastern. Friday, noon Eastern. Don't you dare miss it on Hockey TV. If you can't be there at Ice World, you can be there on your couch hanging out, having a good time. That's where I'll be because I have off Thursday and I work overnights on Friday. This weekend worked out perfectly for me, I'm not going to lie. This week also worked out perfectly for Black Bears in general, as Hunter McCoy, like I said, forced to be reckoned with. 3 goals and an assist this weekend netted him Bauer East Division first star in the NAHL. McCoy has been very, very fantastic addition to this Maryland Black Bears roster. And, you know, you look at him, 19 points, 19 games. That is a point per game, folks. He is leading there. Only one power play, a goal of his 10. 3 of his goals come on the shorthanded. So a threat on each side of the puck. A guy who just goes to the wall all the time. So shout out to Hunter McCoy on this one. Also, Michael Morelli. Second star. Let's not go against Michael Morelli and what he did this weekend. I mean, here's a guy who just battened down the hatches for the team, kept the team in it, made again Michael Morelli essays. We shouldn't be shocked in this matter at all. But of the weekend, 65 saves on 69 shots. That's pretty nice. So a big dap to Michael Morelli, who last time he got second star of the week, he was first star the next week. So let's hope that good vibes can keep going as the Nordiques come to town in this on this weekend up to Ice World. So you have to think that the Black Bears got to be feeling pretty okay, especially after Friday night. Friday night was a really good demonstration of this team being able to withstand a barrage here and there, and then also counterpunch. You see another team for the first time. You think there's a feeling out period. Very little. And then both teams went back at it. And again, Michael Morelli proving himself to be another, you want to talk about big additions. Here's a guy who's popped in net and been very good for this team overall. So the new guys doing well. The defense, like I said, jumped up in the play a lot on Friday. A lot of key keep-ins as well. Sean Kilcullen on, I want to say it was Tanner Rose's goal that kept the puck in, and then next thing you know, we pot out in front, and we got a goal. I mean, it's small things like that, and you know, Aiden McDowell jumping up into the rush, getting 6 shots on goal of his own. Aiden Bruich didn't get on the score sheet, but did play a pivotal role with mucking it up against the boards, getting in front of the goalie, getting a screen in there. Even took out took out poor ref Jake Music in Thursday night's affair. So luckily, Music was back for Saturday's game, but a scary moment there on the first one. But a lot of these guys have a lot of intangibles. It's just a matter of getting things going overall. Now, you know, we can harp on the power play, but again, decent amount of chances on the power play this weekend. 1 for 10, not ideal, obviously. But at the same time, you also take away the positives. The puck movement was there. A lot of good to come out of it. So move onward, upward, Thursday, Friday, noon Eastern time. Have lunch with the Black Bears, everybody. I'll be having like a brunch. It's 11 o'clock in the Central time, so I'll have a little bit of a brunch, maybe get some Chick-fil-A at least one of those days. We'll see how well that goes, and then move onward from there. We move to the Team Maryland. I almost called them the Team Maryland Black Bears. That would have been weird. But Team Maryland played on Friday at Ice World against the Little Flyers. The Little Flyers' first game back in 2021. And a little feeling out period in the first. But Little Flyers pull it out in the shootout in a 3-2 victory. Team Maryland got on the board first late in the first period. Only a minute 50 left when Cameron Sikowski gets his first goal. Roy Gresham and Connor Ball on the assist on that one. Gresham was kind of all over the place this game. Like he was, you want to talk about the Black Bears guys jumping up in the play. Gresham was huge jumping up into the play for Team Maryland in this one. The Little Flyers get one back. The only goal in the second period was Mikey Giampapa. 129 into it on the power play. Then Giampapa again, 6:18, puts the Little Flyers ahead. But with a minute 5 remaining, Roy Gresham on the power play after a great set play off the faceoff. Haylen Cookston passes it over to Gresham on the other point, hammers it home, and we got ourselves a 2-2 tie. Overtime solved nothing, and Jake Frankenfeld scored for the Little Flyers, and that's all she wrote in the shootout. Oliver Quinn, 25 saves, solid effort from him on this game. And I mean, on the Giampapa goals, the first one was just a rebound mess in front on the power play, and away it was. The second one was a 3-on-1. I don't see many goaltenders kind of you have to really break out the amazing saves on that one. They highlight real saves to get that one. Team Maryland, you know, get a point out of this. They were heavily outshot, 5-0 in overtime. Again, possession game, and Team Maryland didn't have the possession. Little Flyers had it. Where Team Maryland is now, they are second place in the South Division. Little Flyers knocking on the door there. These teams play against each other Wednesday, I do believe. So we will have that that thing coming up afterwards. I'll have a little schedule recap on this one in a second. 11 wins, 9 losses, 4 overtime shootout losses. Goal differential, big one here, minus 12 on this one. And they're 3-7-0 in their last. That's not right because they lost in overtime. So they're 3 because they lost the shootouts in the twice game. So they're 3-5-2 in their last 10. Good job to the Eastern Hockey League for differentiating that. In any case, as we see right now, the Team Maryland will now take on the Philadelphia Little Flyers on Wednesday. Like I mentioned, noontime start on that one. And then New York Apple Corps comes into town for two games Monday, Tuesday. And we will have the Monday results, Tuesday results. We will not because we pre-taped this show. And then next after that, Thursday against the ProTech again. So Team Maryland coming on to a big stretch right here is a season just coming to the end. Like we are February 26th. We're about a month away from this season, the EHL season being over. We will see how this all goes. And hopefully things can come full circle for this team and get back in the playoff. Looks like they're fairly solid in the playoff standing as we look at it right here. Like I mentioned, they are in second place. Probably not as secure as they would like to be. Obviously, ProTech not too far behind them. Little Flyers just a point behind them. Connecticut Rough Riders a couple points behind them. So I think that this team needs to bank a couple of wins here and there and then hope for the best and then just do what they can do, control their own destiny as they move forward. Moving on to the high school ranks in the MSHL informed everybody this week that there will be no 2001 State Boys Championships, mostly due to participation issues. As it was announced also this week, the Southern Conference has decided not to play this season due to restrictions on gameplay at the Capitol Clubhouse in Waldorf. That affects Charles County, Chesapeake, Central Maryland, Northern, High School, Huntington, and Leonardtown. So those teams will not have a season. They'll be loading up for 2021 and 22. However, the MSHL did say that the girls' championship, as it stands right now, is still on. So that's a bright spot for the young ladies out there that are participating right now. As we look at the girls' division and how they're going to be vying for things, Montgomery, only four teams on this one. As we get a little standings on this, we have Eastern, Montgomery, and HoCo have faced off against our Montgomery and HoCo are at the tops with a win apiece, as Montgomery beat Northeastern 2-1, and then HoCo beat Eastern 4-3. So they got that going for them in this whole situation. We will see how this pans out. Only one game apiece, as the games just started this season for all the girls teams. So four teams in this one, and we will see how this all pans out. Games Friday, this coming Friday, and then Tuesday between Northeastern and Severna Park jumping in to some action as well. So yeah, we will get this all under wraps and hopefully have some more for you as the season goes along. As we move on to the guys' side of things, and it seems like the only division playing right now is Howard. Glen Elk is up 9-0 on everybody. They got 18 points. Marriott Ridge in second, 6-2. Swamp Kings third with 10 points, 5-3. River Hill 3-4 for 6 points. Wolves 3-5 for 6 points. Mount Hebron 2-6-0 for 4 points. And Athelton just happy to be there right now, 0-8. Monessee Valley also playing. Oakdale 6-0 in that conference. Washington County 4-1. Urbania 3-1-2. Frederick County 3-2-2. Carroll County 1-4-2. Middletown 1-5-0 in Walker. Walkersville 0-5-0. Montgomery, they had a little pause, but Bethesda Chevy Chase, they are back. Those teams are back at it. Bethesda Chevy Chase 6-0. Quinn Orchard 4-0. Northwest 3-1-1. Then Churchill 3-2-0. Rockville Magruder 2-1-1. Montgomery Blair 2-2-0. Same with Richard Montgomery. Wooten 1-1. Damascus, Seaburg, WM 1-3-0. Walter Johnson 1-4-0. Same with Walt Whitman. DC Stars, Wilson have not played yet this season. Cadets HC have one loss, and Sherwood has two losses on their season. So that is that. Also of note in this one, Isaac Blank of Bethesda Chevy Chase High School notched career goals 49-50, and that automatically earns him a spot in the MSHL Hall of Fame, with the Barons winning 6-2 over the Cadets Hockey Club, remaining undefeated. So there's that. Shout out to Isaac Blank on that one. That's pretty damn good to have 50 goals in your career, especially at the high school level. It's pretty dope. So there's your MSHL update. In some minor hockey news, the Montgomery U16 AA team, they won the MLK tournament in Pittsburgh today, as they took on. They had a pretty tough field there in that AA contingency. They beat in the nation. They beat number 3 Oakland Grizzlies from Michigan, the number 4 Ashburn Extreme, and that was in the finals. The number 5 Texas Tigers, and then St. Clair Shore Saints. That's a mouthful. And that is, they're in Michigan as well. So two Michigan teams and one of the Northern Virginia teams. So pretty cool overall for Montgomery County. Blue Devils, U16 AA. Shout out to them. 4-1 record this weekend. Good for them moving forward there. We get to some players, or do we? I'm not entirely sure. We've kind of... obviously on a holding pattern with especially with the AHL just about to start up here in the next couple of weeks. Their tryouts are happening there, which means good old Sam Addis will be with the Utica Comets. Jarrett Rosberg and the Texas Stars will get going, and some others as well. So yeah, we've got some things and tings happening there. When it comes to the college ranks, Jason O'Neill, the only one to put up a point here this weekend, as his Providence Friars split with the University of Maine. but he got himself an assist on the victory on Saturday night. 3-2 victory and assist for him. That gives him 4 assists on the year, 5 points now for the season. And good for him in his senior season. Starting to get a little hot overall. He's had he's had points in his last 3 weekends. 4 points in his last, Is that math right? 2, 3, 4, 5. 4 points in his last 5 games overall. So, I mean, he's just hitting a good stride right now. Again, you know, as a senior, you got to go all out, make sure you get things going, make sure everything is working proper so you can get to that next level of play if you want to go ahead and do that. So, big shout out to him doing what he does. Overall, Andrew Takis actually played this weekend. Dunkirk's own Andrew Takis for the Amarillo Bulls got himself a victory this weekend. 21 saves in the shootout win over the Wichita Falls Warriors. So that's a big, big boost for him to get back into the NA and get some game time there, get a win for himself as well. Go on, young man. Also counts as a bit of a Maryland Black Bears alumni update. Another alumni update I should mention. I should have mentioned at the beginning. I don't have any structure to this show, folks. If you haven't figured that out for the past 3 seasons I've been doing this, so it's just kind of willy nilly. But Braden Stannard of the formerly of the Black Bears, he had himself got back into the lineup. Of the Green Bay Gamblers and got himself his first USHL point, which was an assist a couple weekends ago. He's got a couple points now. He's got 2 assists on the season. On the 8th, the 2nd and 8th, he got those. So rarely do we miss this. We miss this a lot. But shout out to Braden Stannard for getting things going once again, and good to see him back in the lineup. There was a time there he's just, you know, draw the small straw, and he is out of the lineup. But back in it, getting some familiarity in there, and away he goes onward and upward in the USHL. So we keep tabs on it, and then hopefully as seasons start going, we'll keep tabs on more players going forward. And maybe that'll be after the Black Bear segment. Maybe it won't be with the player segment. Who's to say? So I'm rambling now, and that means it's time for me to go. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it very much. Follow along on Twitter with me, Chesapeake HW Pod. We will be doing Tuesday and Friday games as they happen. Still got that little raffle deal out in the open. If you guys want to get in on that, let me know who the first game-winning goal for the Maryland Black Bears was, who scored that, and we'll put you in a raffle for a prize. How about that? How about that? All right, we're done. Thank you guys for listening. Again, I appreciate it. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, powered by Podbean. And you guys can go ahead and check out all your podcatchers. Check us out on Wednesday nights, too. Those things will drop after the show is up. And we talk about NHL. We talk about life. We talk about everything. A lot of vile content, honestly, when you think about it. So, all right. Go play that Clutch and Crab hockey. I will talk to you guys next week. Peace.